This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady from AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Stephanie Kenyon. She works for the AOPA Foundation, and they have a new program called the Giving Back Project. And so we're going to find out more about that and exactly what's going on. So, Stephanie, thanks for talking to us today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So I guess to start out, why don't you just give us the quick description. What is the Giving Back Program?
Sure. We are very excited about it here at the AOPA Foundation. It is our first endeavor in actually giving back to the aviation community by giving grants to nonprofits that are doing good work through general aviation. What we're hoping for is to get a good, healthy response through the applications that we receive, and we'll be awarding grants up to $10,000 to nonprofits, which means that the organizations must have their 501c3 status, so the grants are not available to individuals, they're not available for event sponsorships, but we really want to support those groups that are making a difference through general aviation.
So it's up to the group to submit a proposal. So is this funding kind of for a specific project as opposed to just general support for the group?
No, actually, it's for both. You know, we recognize that in order for a charity to do the work that they're doing, they've got to keep the lights on. So it can be a request for general operating support, or it can be program specific. So if there is one program or project that they're working on that needs a little extra boost with some funding support, we're happy to take a look at that too.
And is there a limit? I mean, what kind of funding can they ask for? How much money?
Up to $10,000. So we'd like to keep the awards between $1,000 and $10,000. So these won't be small $100, you know, grants. These will be, you know, somewhat substantial because we want the groups to be able to use the money to do the work they're doing.
Oh, okay. And what is the process? Are there deadlines or, you know, forms that they need to fill out?
Yeah, we actually opened up the grant process, the application process, on May 1st, and we'll close it on July 1st. So there is a July 1st deadline, and there is an application on the AOPA Foundation website. So if they go to aopafoundation.org, they'll be directed to the spot that will take them to the Word format application. They fill that out, get it back to us, and we'll take it from there.
Now, are there also flight training scholarships for individuals that people can apply for?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that is separate from the grant, so that's a separate application process. But yes, we will have those as well, so scholarships for flight training. And we're also offering memberships for youth and for members of the military for free to memberships for AOPA. So those are really the three elements: the grants, the scholarships, and the free memberships are the three elements to the Giving Back program. The one that we are, you know, spreading the word about right now is the grant program because it does have a deadline. The other ones are evergreen.
Okay, so and is it the same website if people wanted to apply for those programs?
Yes.
What are the individual scholarships? What kind of support do those provide?
Those are up to $5,000. And the application process is pretty simple. When they go to the website, they just can do a search for scholarships that ought to take you right to where you need to be. Or if anybody has any questions, they can certainly email us at grants@aopa.org. And we'll make sure that we answer all of their questions that way.
Okay, and you have set some goals for 2013?
Yeah, the goal is to award at least 10 grants. So that's a good thing. You know, we can award more if the requests are for less money than $10,000. So we really just want to see what we come up with the first year that we've done it. And we really don't honestly know what to expect. We don't know if there will be a deluge. I know we've already received a couple of applications, so that's good. But we don't know if we're going to get 10 requests or 10,000 requests. So
okay,
we'll just have to see.
And what about the flight training scholarships? How many of those will be available?
You know, again, I'm not really sure how many we'll have available for the flight training scholarships. It depends upon the demand, and we'll see what we get.
Oh, okay. And the free memberships for military and teenagers, I suppose that's pretty much unlimited.
That's unlimited, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And what about the longer term? Do you have other plans in the works for this program?
I think we're going to take a look at how it goes this year. You know, next year we may limit the grant requirement somehow. We kept it pretty broad this year. There's not a lot of definition around, you know, the actual work that can be done. So we're anticipating that groups that are doing humanitarian flights or flights that, you know, save animals or transport children to distant hospitals, you know, we really have that wide open. We just want to see what's out there, what kind of a demand there is. Next year, we may, depending upon what we see, we may put certain restrictions around it, but right now it's a wide open field.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.